Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen is reportedly easing investor concern that interest rates may rise earlier than previously forecast, saying the United States will need Fed stimulus for some time. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Yellen said Monday that the Fed hasn't done enough to combat unemployment, even after holding interest rates near zero for more than 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet is now up to $4.23 trillion with bond purchases. Yellen, speaking at a conference in Chicago, said, quote, "This extraordinary commitment is still needed and will be for some time. And I believe that view is widely shared by my fellow policymakers. The scars from the Great Recession remain, and reaching our goals will take time," end quote. So what are those goals? More on that after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Understanding the Fed's policies, almost impossible. Fed Chair Janet Yellen claims that real people are behind the statistics of the Fed's policies. In Chicago, she described how one person, Vicky Lira, lost two jobs, endured homelessness, and now serves food samples part-time at a grocery store. But what Fed Chairman Yellen did not explain, how does the endless printing of the dollar and holding interest rates to zero fix that? Yellen never says, only claims that the Fed is committed to spurring the economy and putting 10.5 million people back to work. Is there a plan to do that? Of course not, because the Fed's policies don't and can't do that. The reality is we all know the Fed is a failure, but the good news is more and more Americans are finally beginning to see that. The importance of truth in media go no further than the Federal Reserve, an issue that media continues to ignore and new media continues to expose. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Choose the power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite!
Welcome back, folks. You're the Corporation Nation with Clint, your host, and Daniel, of course, every Wednesday, right here. Daniel's website, well, soon-to-be website will be something else, but currently you can find all of his videos on Christian Remedy in Law, all one word, which is on YouTube. It's well worth your time to sit and listen and contemplate what Daniel has to say. Certainly the reason why I got him on the show to be a regular guest. Anyway, Daniel, what was the name of that document you were working from?
Okay, yes. The book, it's not a big read. It's roughly about 400 pages, but it's a hardbound book, and it's called Corporate Suretyship. It's second edition. It's put out by the McGraw-Hill Book Company. So it's the McGraw-Hill Insurance Series. And it is a really good read because it goes into pretty much explaining from the beginning what's really going on. And there's a couple quotes, they're really small quotes now that come out of the book, which I think will entice, I think, a draw towards trying to get the book and people looking for it and then maybe doing some educated background due diligence, because this will give them a better feel for what's going on out there. Instead of being frustrated or confused, they can get to the bottom of it, and this book will help them actually understand it better. I kind of related to it because when I was reading the Bible and then looking into this at the same time, I could see what was going on. It made more sense, especially in the first couple pages. They're quoting the book, which made it understandable why the ghostwriter took on the ghost name Christ, which is another version for Christ. So anyways, in the book, it has a part on page 152. It says, preparation of a label. You see, everybody's got a label. That's a logo. So they need you to have a logo. Now, in the Bible, it said Christ was the Logos, or God is the Logos. So he's the Word. He is what it is. So that is everything. So they've got a recreation of this. So man's world in entertainment, the Roman version of it in fiction, is a label. So they create a label for you to operate business under. So this is what it said under a label, Clint. Preparation of label. When the newborn bond has thus been christened with a number, its birth certificate is prepared, its genealogical record entered, and the child adequately described for the archives of the company. Is that explicit enough?
Would you read that again for me?
Okay, I'm going to read it one more time. Preparation of label. When the newborn bond has thus been christened with a number, its birth certificate is prepared, its genealogical record entered, and the child adequately described for the archives of the company. I would say that's probably as close as a book I've ever had that talked about what we're experiencing.
Ooh, that goes deep, man. That gave me the goosebumps.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. So they have to create a birth for the other name. So for the firm name, their legal name, that's legitimate for their world. That's the legal side. What we're talking about, trying to remove what is ours out, that's the spiritual side. That's the spirit that's energizing that other side that they've created. So it made another quote, and this, it's funny, it's quoting the United States in this other quote. I hope I find the page here. Maybe I moved it. So I'm just going to see if I can find it. If I don't find it, we will get it on the next break.
Okay.
It's probably one of those technical errors. I flipped the page.
That was horrible. That made me actually feel really bad.
Well, you know what? It's telling you they're actually doing it. So the bond is the child, and it said it was an unattractive child that nobody wanted to adopt. So the insurance industry adopted it.
And we've talked about the importance of insurance. Well, gosh, folks, what word is in the word insurance? Right? I mean, the whole thing becomes, you know, when it starts to unravel in your brain, it's more of just a technical thing. You feel it. It's like stripping apart your DNA or something. It's so painful to realize that this is the hidden hand. This is the very thing that literally ensures our enslavement.
And they've got it down to such a imprinted society that when we imprint, well, just think about print, the word imprint. So I say, I'm print. Now I'm a piece of paper. And so if I put the piece of paper, I put this bond, this child bond that they talked about, and I put the birth certificate down on the table and I take a hammer to it and I hit it, do I go, ouch? No, I don't. So then it's not me. Well, then if it's not me, then why am I so imprinted to believe it is me? And that is an amazing plot or scheme that someone could have came up with diabolically to put it on paper in that manner and then get everybody so imprinted to believe it that they've now got the whole world imprinted with these bonds and carrying them and then getting them to fill out everything based on that bond or security of their made-up person for that business label name, that logo that everybody's operating under. Got to have a logo to do business. So one guy's logo is Taylor, another guy's logo is Smith, and then the revenues of it are collected by the reporting agency everybody reports to, which is the Social Security program or the Social Insurance. They want to know what you're doing with
well,
your
these
safety.
Are... These are just symptoms. They're systems that are put in place to make the identification process just that much easier. They're not, you know, they are just to help, you know, it, like the numbers that you would put on prison camp internees, you know, that you'd tattoo under their skin.
Yep.
Makes perfect sense if you're the owner of people.
And if you're a thing, then it's like tag, you're it. So we do it on cattle. We know that's where the chattel idea came from. And I could only be the chattel of someone if I identify as being part of something that they trade in. So I'd have to consent to be in that in order to be part of the make-believe. And that's what we call it, make-believe, because it's called force. It's called you're being forced. We have the armed forces. We know that arms are the coat of arms, the names that all these logos or labels are about. And they belong to the crown, and those aristocracy that have put prohibitions on them and then basically licensing restrictions and then offer us the use of them even though we don't really have the legal right to them, and we call that a sham. That's why when Adam and Eve in the garden found out they were naked, there was no problem with their nakedness, so they went and covered up a figment of their imagination when they put fig leaves over themselves. Weren't they ashamed?
Well, of course, that's what they refer to as corporate personhood, is to in the Roman times to put an artificial veil of clothing
upon one to
create the legal fiction, basically. But anyway, we'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Derivatives, quantitative easing, trade imbalances, recession, low GDP, nations close to collapsing, and subprime loans, foreclosed homes, and people's taxes spent to bail out too big to fail, AAA banks again. Fear levels rising as a US crash seems imminent, having smashed the debt ceiling of $14 trillion. Despite protests and clashes in Athens streets, the IMF imposed structurally unjust programs in Greece.
Where all right, folks, welcome back. The economy entered our language from the Greek economy. You're the Corporation Nation, man. You just, Daniel, you just basically unveiled the whole that was painful. That
it
thing
was painful
you just
when
read.
I read it too, Clint. It was painful when I first saw it. And to have the book, though I'd rather, like I said, the inconvenience of the pain at first kind of gets me past it, because then I started to see everything that was in the book. And I mean, in everything is in here, everything from a judicial bond, bail bonds, every type of bond you could think of. They even talk about when they wrap the child, they call it a blanket bond. I mean, they're not hiding anything, but they said, well, you know what? The odds of people reading this is pretty slim. And I would say it was pretty slim because I was even searching, and one day randomly I was at a used bookstore, and I think they're really great to go to the used bookstores because they've got a lot of older books, and a lot of people avoid the used bookstores, but they should really go to those if they're going to go look for a book. Don't go to the main ones because the main ones have only got the things that are being kind of controlled to be put out there right now. It's kind of like limited knowledge. So the older stores will have lots of older books, and you got to go looking, and some of them are in piles, and you got to move a few to go and find them. But I've gone into used bookstores on average, and I found a lot of very, very inexpensive finds for 50 cents or a dollar throwaways, things that people would think were of no value, but they were invaluable for what was contained in them. And a book like this, came into my hands, and in fact, I had given it out to somebody, and I never got it back for the share with everybody, and I ended up having to go look for another one. So there's a few of them out there among some of the guys I know, but I think maybe down in the States there's enough listeners that they should go looking for this book, because I think at least it'll bring them to an educated due diligence on the subject, because everything's got to do with suretyship.
Everybody knows my situation. If anybody out there can find this book, and maybe they can find two and send me one, yeah, just let me know. I'd be a willing and happy participant in that particular gesture. Wow. Yeah, that sounds like one I'm going to have to somehow acquire anyway. But
and I think there's some libraries that would also probably have it, depending on the extent of the library's, selection. But there are basically books that will occur. I know in the Toronto area, they'll have like a more of a reference library, so one that they would actually move books over and find out if they've got them in their list. And then it may not be at the little local library, but they'll bring them in sometimes to smaller districts or municipal libraries. And so all you have to do is maybe kind of go and do a little bit of searching, but books like this will pop up because you'd be amazed what you may find that they still have stored in a library. But until people go and check, they don't know. And who knows? I'm not trying to, is it a conspiracy? We kind of look at it, I believe, yes. Clint, I do think there is a conspiracy. I don't think it's our minds running wild. I believe it is a plot, and I believe that's why the whole world's plotted out, to make us believe in the plot, so we become part of the plot, and then we even get stuck in the plot at the end.
Well, Let me ask you a question, because I think one of the hard aspects here for people to really get a grasp on this is the concept of money. Is it just assumed, do you think, that people who are or persons who are using money are doing so always in the capacity of a fiction, always in the capacity of commerce or traffic? Is it always the case with these guys? I mean, is that just an assumption that if you're using the dollar for a transaction, or for that matter, any other foreign currency, or are you automatically in commerce? Because I'm thinking of other cases. Say the Mormon Church is a good example. Mormon Church is its own corporation, is not statutory, yet it is able to collect in tithing money. It has all kinds of corporate interests and stock and everything else in things like cigarettes and alcohol that it preaches against. It was one of the main funders of Las Vegas to be built. It was, it has Zion's Bank. It has all these different aspects to it that deal with the dollar, and yet it's not statutorily a U.S. corporation. It's its own kind of thing. So,
the question is, this way, Clint, is that, these are all secular religions, which are money religions, because they monitor donations through the donation system. It's called donation, which is not a word that you won't see that word in the Bible, but you'll see gift, and a pure gift is not a donation. A donation, or a donation as we slang it, is based about you being in the nation or in the aggregates identified as national. National means public, so it does not mean private. Just remember that. You throw the privacy out the window at that point. It's a creature of state, and these religions have been allowed to participate with their members using this label name that's been put on all of us. And therefore, there's no way they could operate what they're doing without having to basically ask for the state's permission, because they're the money and the firm name or the label name and these corporate labels they come up with, these patents that they're using to identify their faith, are all only exempt based on the state allowing it. Now, if the state one day says, you know what, we just can't afford these religions to be getting these exemptions anymore, you know what, we're going to commercially rate them now. They're really commercial enterprises. We'll let them worship, but they're just not going to get the exemption anymore. So now we're going to tax all their properties. We're going to call in all the exemptions we once gave before. That would kind of end the idea of church and state somewhat working, maybe separately, but yet together. I don't know how we really want to look at it, but I could see that as being the end of what we see to corporate religion.
Yeah. Well, I guess the question is, it seems to be the most difficult concept for myself and for others out there is how do you survive? How do you, it's that fallacy that I must have paper money to survive in nature. It's ridiculous on its surface. It's ridiculous in any way you look at it. And yet that is the going belief, the lie, of course, the going understanding is that we cannot live without money. The question I guess I have, and I can answer it myself, of course, is because, of course, the money represents the entire enslavement of the entire population. It represents the property of everybody. It represents all kinds of things that ought to be repulsive and repugnant to its very use. However, the system is based on the use of money. So I guess the question is, in a legal sense anyway, can we spend, in the transition from exiting from this system until we can form our own type of communities, is it possible to spend the U.S. dollar in without being considered in commerce? In other words, when you spend the dollar or the Canadian euro, whatever, are you automatically participating in a commerce just from the very use of the dollar, or is it possible to be a man, not a person, in the spending of that money?
Well, I think in my grounded thought on it, if I don't know what else to do, in other words, out of necessity, it's for the moment, because I'm someone living somewhere that I can't grow my own food, or I just don't know how to glean. Say I was going to go like a wild man, just glean out of the wild completely, jump out of the trees and gather my food that way, but we know that's not happening.
Yeah. We'll be back, folks.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome back, folks. Oh, Daniel. Like I said, man, I almost want you to read that again. It's almost like an addiction. I don't know what it is, but that single sentence you read earlier just really put it into perspective for me in a real disparaging way. I mean, I'm still feeling that. Would you read that? Do you have that out again? Could you read that again, just so we really understand?
What it was doing was... just a second here, I'll go back to the... Yeah. Okay. Basically, it was explaining the preparation of the label, which they're referring as like the logo of the child that they're creating on the birth. So let's just say every birth that goes in there, they want to know what label it's under. Kind of like what its make is. That's why we use that terminology when the officer's behind someone. They're not talking about the make of the vehicle. They're saying, we're running a make on this guy. They want to know what your label is, okay, what your birth label is. So the preparation of label, it says, when the newborn bond has thus been christened with a number, its birth certificate is prepared, its genealogical record entered, and the child adequately described for the archives of the company. Now remember, that's out of a secular surety ship book.
Wow.
So that, if that is hit the audience as it should, that are listening, they're going to want to go further to find out what does that entail, what is going on there. And when you understand reality, reality is not what we're participating in, though it seems so real, because we get up every day and we do certain things and we've been operating so long doing them. But we know that a cow out in a field or a deer in the wild is different. The cow in the field of the farmer, because the farmer is considered the first tax collector by law, farmer meant tax collector. So the farmer who's got the cows out in the field, he has tags on them in their ears to identify them. And therefore, he knows how many, and he'll, of course, we know they vaccinate them. They do various things, everything that goes on with what we do today with even children in the hospital. So we label them, we tag them, and then the game begins, because we push play on that label. The minute that we fill in something that says we are that, then the game begins, and the play debt and the fiction begins, because that's not reality, because you and I both know that the deer in the forest do not have tags on their ears. We know that squirrels don't rent out their trees to other squirrels. So we've got a problem going on. There's something that we've accustomed ourselves to fall into that has put us almost to the point that we're in fear to talk about this at times, because of the amount of people that would start to look at us and say, Clint, you know, you got to be crazy to be thinking in this reality. We got to live in this fiction. And I'm going, well, no, because a fiction is a lie. And you cannot endorse a lie without paying the penalty for it. And so now I can see the cause and effect, the truth or consequences. And I, as everybody else, has fallen into the consequences of shirting or being the dummy, one who holds legal title for another. And we don't have to be the dummy. But the problem is, we say, well, how do I get out of that? Well, the only thing I could do is to start to go down a direction to say, I'm going to now step up to the plate, and I'm not going to be in fear of talking in honesty to them, and I'm going to go right to the beginning and say, you know what? I never got a chance to say anything on this matter, and if I didn't get a hearing on this, I want an identity hearing, and I want to say, you know what? You prove that I'm that. Court is about proof, not disproof. So I'm not there to disprove the fiction. I'm there to put the accusers who have placed that and allowed to go through and allowed a bond to be issued of this such to step up and sign and be surety for their own action, making them responsible. This is putting the bankers, the people that are in charge behind the scenes on this, the wealthy, to step up to the plate to actually deal with this repugnant thing that has been perpetrated on society that's based on ignorance. And we know in their world, ignorance is no excuse in the eyes of the law. So they say, well, you better put on your lawsuit and defend that fiction and pretend to be that person, because we make money on this. We make a business out of error. We make a business out of crime. Talk to the police. Do they want to stop crime? No. They'll say, hey, I'd be out of a job, right?
Yeah. Well, we had another guest on here that... Now, first of all, he introduced this new dictionary to me, which I was very pleased to find, the 1889 Dictionary of Law by William C. Anderson. Fantastic, fantastic, very honest and upfront and a very forward look into the reality of these words. The word that you sort of alluded to there was mark. So how do you mark your cattle? You put a tag with a number in the ear. There's really no difference between a cattle and the chattel that we are, except that we carry with us the mark instead of having it put in our ear. Eventually, I'm sure that'll change. It's probably in the process of changing, you know, that mark of the beast we always like to sort of nudge, nudge, wink, wink about. The word mark in this particular dictionary, a noun, of course, a sign made on paper instead of a signature, consists of two lines traced across each other between the Christian name and the surname, with his written above, that's H-I-S capitalized, and mark below the crossed lines. So your name and surname, your name and your last name, his above and mark below is the definition of a mark. A marksman is one who signs by means of a mark. You thought it was someone who shoots a gun? No. An earmark, a mark placed upon a thing by which to identify it. Well, there's your kettle concept there. Now, what he introduced, a landmark as well, a monument indicating the boundaries of land. Now, what he introduced is the concept of, and Daniel, I don't know if you've heard about this before, but I've since been using it and have been blown away every time I do. He said, look at the dictionaries in the way that it says in the Bible. You must, everything is as above, so below. So you look at the definition above and below each word that you look at, and you find that they have to do with these. Now, below the word mark is the word market, a place for public traffic. Remember what traffic means, commerce, folks. A place for public traffic, also a franchise or liberty to have a place for such resort. A place where comestibles or edibles, perishable in their nature, are sold, etc. So, the absolute craziness of this is, of course, when we look above, it's maritime, which is the law of the sea, basically. But the point is, somehow we have lost the his name part of it, and now we just sign the surname without realizing, I believe, that we are signing that name under the auspices that it is the king's name, the United States patented name. Because remember, when they're talking about God, they're talking about themselves as right. as the Lord, you know, for which is acting through God. So really, when you say his name, you're really saying government's name, or the king's name, or the president's name, right?
Yeah, I mean, when you're involved in a fictitious concept, you know, which we voluntarily, to an extent, have consented to constitute ourselves part of, then we're in, and we're part of somebody's invention, which is an inventory. So what they're doing, Clint, is they're taking inventory. And they don't want anybody getting out of this. You know that. You know that gut feeling is you can feel the energy around it, that if you're Pharaoh and you've got all these laborers and someone comes in, and let's just say, just for random illustration, I'm Moses walking in to the United States and saying, let my people go. What do you think you're going to want to do?
Well, and the word inventory itself kind of presupposes the concept that we are invented, which is... We'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan, here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off, $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Welcome back, folks. Well, Daniel, I assigned you a mission a couple days ago to explain in full detail the concept of suretyship, and I would say that you outdid yourself. I am still kind of shaking and in pain from that particular statement you just read from corporate suretyship. I do have one more question for you.
Sure.
If you will, and hopefully you're somewhat prepared for this question, what is the difference or the similarity of a suretyship and a guarantor? What those two words seem to be similar?
Well, there, I would say that probably you're looking at there's like a guarantee, or the bond itself has its own identification that way, but this won't work without somebody's energy on it. Someone's got to take the absolute hit as the surety, the absolute guarantor, the one who's taking full responsibility if all fail and somebody doesn't come through. Then there's got to be someone coming in to back it up, like a You're like the backup. You're like the co-signer to the loan. So at the end of the day, you lend out, but you let them go ahead at it. But you know, in the final end, the co-signer will take the hit if the borrower fails. So I'm a little bit concerned that maybe the government just kind of let us, let them off the hook, whoever was behind all these bonds that were created, and we just kind of took in the master sucker hit as the dummy.
Is this sort of like the, what's it called, sort of like the hundredth monkey, or there's a thing where all the monkeys, you know, they go for the banana, and every time they do, they get shocked, and then after a while, they take the punishment away, but the monkey still won't go for the banana. So we're kind of like in a self-perpetuating system that we can't seem to get out of because we don't know any better?
Pretty much. I mean, if you've trained a child right from the beginning to be in this, and you send them to public education school to be part of this national identity system that operates on the money, which is an artificial concept, an artifice, an invention that is controlled by somebody for purposes of nothing more than a contractual greed, because we know that someone's got to get the upper hand in a contract, so we go agreed. So greed is in the word agreed, which concerns me. How many times I probably did that in the past. But we are on the hook, and you can't run a good prostitution ring without hookers. And so we're playing, we got taken in hook, line, and sinker. We took the line, and the line was that label that they said, this is your line, Clint. Richardson's your line, and Taylor's this guy's line, and Smith is this guy's line. So that'll be your line of business. And then we can collect on it because it's not yours, but we will imply that you do have legal right to it. But it's really not what people think it is. So they think they own it, but they don't own it. What they do own is a debt.
I was just thinking, you know, you see all these pictures where you have the typical citizen and he's got a ball and chain, and the ball, the big weighted ball, says debt, or he's carrying a big thing on his shoulders and it says debt. Well, that's really what the line is, but the line itself is not debt. It's the line to the name. It's the line, the chain is wrapped around this unexplainable thing called the person. That's what the debt is. The debt is owed to the person.
We were enrolled into debt by just tradition or custom of how it operates in there. And so this enrollment, we've been rolled. We know that even people have referred to this. They say that the secrecy that goes on with how the state trades in this behind the scenes without letting the people know is called a roll program. And so they do this behind the scenes, and of course they're using that birth record, that statement, to begin the roll. And so there's terms and conditions on that contractions that the mother goes into induced labor to produce this artificial child, a child that no one wants to adopt, and then they create the ultimate amount of debt that birthed out of that, and that's the bond we're talking about, because it's a debt instrument. And then we say we'll be surety for it, so we'll work it off.
So when you say nobody wants to adopt, I'm trying to remember, you explained that before, and it's actually the mother and the father are through the birth certificate, are actually claiming that they don't want the child, right?
That's right. So they're basically, they're leasing the child from the state, this artificial entity, for its use. and that's why they released the child out of the hospital.
Here's the definition: adopt, to choose, take, receive, or accept. Here's the good one: to make one's own what formerly was not so, to appropriate, so to adopt a symbol or design for a trademark. Ah, ouch.
That's it. And there's the mark, and trade in its true rendering, when you go right into the detail, and it actually leads to traitor. So it appears you became a trader, and that's why the word custom says it comes from costume, like an actor putting on a costume on a stage, and then it immediately says see suicide. So it means if we're impostering something, then we're taking on the liability of impersonating and using someone else's property, which could be carrying liability, which it does, because liability is for a lie. It's to give us liability. We are insuring a risk of how much we're going to use this fiction or lie. And so they guesstimate how much we are going to use this lie, this label for.
And it
is a horrible thing.
It is a horrible thing, and we face that lie every day when we reach in our pockets and we pull out a $20 bill to pay for a Starbucks coffee. You know, we face the reality of it every day, although we might not know it. We're looking right into the face of our own adoption. This is a horrible, horrible thought, and of course. You know, the best way to make that not so much noticed is to change that into a credit debit situation where you're using a piece of plastic to trade yourself, basically, for some good. You're trading yourself and the whole of humanity in the United States for a cup of coffee through the dollar. That's a horrible thought.
You can't pay a debt with a debt. So if all the people are operating with debtor names, all we're doing is exchanging debt.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that works in the mathematics, but it doesn't make sense. But it appears that's what we're really doing. And again, back to, you know, are we discharging the debt or are we charging it up? And I know they're always charging us. They charge us in the court. They have a charge card. It's charge, charge, charge. So charge is going the other way up. That's not going the way down. So it appears we're working reverse to the system, but I do believe that it has a lot to do with the corporate signatories that are on these securities stepping up to the plate and being enforced to discharge their own debt, because it's not a natural thing.
I hate to open up a can of worms right now, because I know we don't have time to talk about it, but when we're talking about the fact, as stated many times in congressional, you know, I guess we can call it fiction, the fact that the United States is in perpetual bankruptcy. My concern here is that this whole thing is a business, basically, that can be turned over to some other legal entity, the corporation, state, nation, the World Bank, the United Nations, etc., the Rome, whatever is the guilty party, if you will, that all of us, in other words, all of our persons can be handed over to an international or even an outer space, you know, I don't care what it is. The point is, we can literally be handed over to someone else. At least our suretyship to the person can, correct?
That's right, and that's what happens in insurance when they're no longer able to insure the risk anymore. It goes into facility, which could be why they're breaking these FEMA camps.
So there is no end to the United States. There is only the handing over of everything, all the property and assets, which is us, to something else. It never ends. It never collapses. It just gets more corrupt. All right. I think I see. Thanks, Daniel. We'll see you next week, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
Take care.
Okay. Take care.
With financial uncertainty.